Blog Talk Radio.
Man, good morning. Good morning. All the glory and honor belongs to you, oh God. Thank God for that song this morning. And that is a true statement of my reality, whatever's going on, whatever I'm going through, whatever's happening. At the end of it all the glory and honor still belongs to the Lord. And I pray that you're in that same exact place, that whatever's happening doesn't mean that you like it. I never said I liked it. Never said it. I was all smiles and giddy about it. Nope. I did say that I'm going to give God glory in spite of it, in the midst of it, through it. No matter what's happening, I'm going to give him glory. So I thank God for that song. Good morning. Good morning. It's Pastor Stevenson, and I'm so glad that you're with us this morning on this Wednesday. Is it just me, or does these days seem to be coming faster and or moving faster and faster? It's just amazing to me that it's already Wednesday, but I'm grateful to God for another day of life. I'm grateful to God for another day that he's given to us this morning. I want to make sure that you are with us today or this evening at Recharge. Recharges have just been such a blessing to our church and the ministry, and it's just blessed us. It has blessed me. I'm grateful to God for it. And I pray that you will be with us tonight at 7 o'clock at our East New York campus for our Recharge tonight. Amen, amen. Hope to see you there. Well, this morning, as we continue and get ready, I want to pick up on that second point from Sunday, Ephesians 5:9, and that second point from Sunday is to know that your season is already set. And I want you to really embrace that in your spirit, that your season is already set. It's something God is working on, what God is going to do, the doors that God is going to open. It's not, he's not working on it. He's not figuring out your harvest and not figuring out what's next for you. It's already set, and you and I need to make up our mind that we are going to get to the place that God is calling us to. That's all I need to do. I need to survive the challenges, survive the things that are happening around me. I need to survive the persecution. I need to survive
the pain and survive all the things that are happening around me and sometimes in me. I need to survive them because my season is set and I need to get to the season. The way I describe this whole idea of the season being set, thinking about football, a sport like football, and the quarterback, the play has already been written. They're not writing the play on the field. The play has already been written. The play has been written for months, maybe even years. And what they're doing now is executing the play, and the receiver. There might be something like a drop pass. He says, we're going to drop the quarterback's going to drop back 5 steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When the quarterback drops back 5 steps, he says, when I drop 5 steps, I'm going to turn to my left and I'm going to throw the ball. The receiver already knows, okay, then I need to be in the position. The season for that catch has already been set. The receiver's job is to get free, to outrun those who are on him, to get to a specific place. When he gets to that portion, they have an X. When he gets to that place, that he is going to turn around to receive the ball. Now, he doesn't know what has happened on the other side. All he knows is that he has to take 7 steps up, 3 steps to the left, and turn around. That's what he's going to do. And I'm telling you that it's been set for you just like that. God wants you to take the steps, make the run, make the changes, turn around and just receive. Don't be wondering, I wonder if God's going to be there. I wonder if that's going to work. I wonder if it's going to happen. None of that's your responsibility. Your responsibility is to be at the place where the play has been written up and the season is set. And that's what God wants for you to get in your spirit today. He wants to get it in your spirit today that season is set. He's doing it already, and he's opening that door. All right? Let's pray about that right now. Lord, I thank you. Grateful to you for your grace, your mercy, your love, your kindness. You have been better to us than we have had the sense to be to ourselves. And God, we want to thank you because we are living in the season of what's been set for us. We're living in the place right now of the open door. It's already happened. It's already been worked out. And Lord, we just need to survive the predators. We need to survive the things that are trying to turn us around. We need to survive the issues and the areas that we are fighting through. And in Jesus' name, I pray that you would give us wisdom to survive the things that are trying to destroy us, that's trying to turn us around. Help us in the name of the Lord to see you, to know you, to follow you, and to do the things that you have called us to do. We step into a set season. We step into a prepared place and opportunity in the name of Jesus. We thank you. And we're going to walk into it this week. We're going to believe you this week. We're going to stand on it this week in the name of Jesus. We pray and give you glory. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we step into a time and a season that has been prepared for us. So God, we thank you for the promotions. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the grace. We thank you for the mercy. In Jesus' name, already done. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Walk in your set season. It's already done. It's already set. You just have to make it to the place that God is calling you. All right. See you tonight. Love you. For the love of the Lord.